Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, and we are on the stream right now. You can find us at WGNradio.com and click on the, what is it, the bonus hour? I don't know.
Yep.
If you're listening right now, obviously you found us. Would that be safe to say?
I have still not found us, Wendy, so please
explain
away. I don't
doubt that for a minute.
I know we're out there somewhere. I'll find us before the hour's over.
Put it this way. If you weren't in the studio, you would not be listening to this show.
Correct.
All right. That goes without saying.
Yes.
Anyway. All right. It's a Tech Tuesday, and we would like to welcome Bridget Carey, CNET Senior Editor. We would like to welcome you as a first-time guest on our stream part of the show. Welcome.
Ooh, fancy. Hi, Wendy. Hi, Bill.
So feel free to swear anytime
no,
you want, Bridget.
Don't swear.
Just whatever you got coming, just do it.
Here's what might make you swear. This is some interesting stuff. Now, our president, I know he might not be your president, but technically he's everybody's president right now, Donald Trump, signed a resolution today that repeals Obama-era broadband privacy rules. Now, I read that on your sheet. What does that really mean, Bridget?
Well, there were some motions in place to kind of make it so that the company that you get internet from wouldn't be able to sell what you're, you know, doing, your browsing history to advertisers. And now that's out the window. So there's nothing holding back your internet service provider from selling your browsing history to advertisers. And this could be done before, but this was something that was being talked about now because times are changing. You know, the company that gives you the internet, whether it's like a Verizon or a Comcast, they're becoming media companies now. I mean, Verizon is buying AOL and Yahoo, and, you know, they are looking into new ways to make money. And you know what? If I can see everything you're doing on the web, I can really target some great advertising to you. Now, what can be found if someone does want to look at your browsing history? All right, so they can find out what sites you go to, what time you're on the sites, if you're going from a tablet or a desktop computer. So you can start to piece together if someone has kids in the house, if those kids are watching videos on the tablet, or if someone maybe has a medical issue and they're going on WebMD to look up diabetes information.
That goes against HIPAA.
Maybe you need financial assistance and you're looking up how to apply for WIC or some other program. So suddenly people are, you know, crying out, oh, wait, you know, my privacy. Now, this could be something that was always an issue before, but this whole issue is having people wake up again about their privacy online and what it means to, you know, have this trust and this relationship with your internet provider, which you pay to, you know, give you internet, so you don't always think about them, you know, selling your stuff, but not saying that they will, and there might be a way to opt out, but now everything is possible, so you have to kind of be more aware of things. And people are looking to try services like VPNs, but it's a little complicated if you want to get in that mess.
Explain what a VPN is. I know that there are some times when I worked at another company, if I wanted to log on to their in-house network, I had to use a VPN. Is that correct?
Yeah, it stands for Virtual Private Network. It's something that we kind of use at our offices, but not really in our private lives, but you can. Essentially, if think of it like you're driving down the information superhighway, you know, in your
car. I do. I take that in every morning.
Right.
Lots of traffic.
Yeah.
If you're in a VPN, you're in a tunnel. You're in a private tunnel, and the internet provider doesn't see that you're on WebMD or whatever website you want to pick. They just see, hey, she's going to a VPN server. And so it's kind of like a little bubble, a little shield, a tunnel, you know, whatever analogy you want to put, that just makes it so that they can't see where you're going. They just see that you're connecting to a VPN. The whole catch is that a VPN is really just another company that is looking at what you're doing, and you have to now trust this company, which you probably have to pay for. There are free services. I wouldn't always trust them because how are you free? You're probably making money somehow. Some of them have been known to go and turn around and resell a lot of information anyways to an advertiser, so you kind of, you know, are doing it for nothing. There is some protection also from maybe third parties like hackers who want to spy in. So it's not always about feeling like your information is going to be sold and you're paranoid that way. But if you just don't want to be monitored at all and you just want more privacy, maybe you're paranoid about government looking in, maybe you're paranoid about hackers looking in, whatever the case, people have a lot of reasons for using VPNs. And It's just, it takes a lot of research to find the right one, to find one you can trust, because at the end of the day, it is all about trust. You're now paying another company maybe $5 to $15 a month for a way to connect, and you have to hope they keep everything private. And there are guides online if you really want to get in the weeds.
Bridget, help me with this.
Just a nutshell.
What does the president have to gain by repealing these broadband privacy rules? What is he getting out of this?
Well, there's been a lot of lobbying from advertising groups, and it's hard to say really what he specifically gains, other than the fact that a lot of these companies don't want to have to worry about taking extra steps. You know, like the companies like the Comcast, the Verizons, the AT&Ts, they don't want to have to do anything extra right now, so they've been lobbying against the concept of having to do more work, because they always had this information before, and now it's valuable to them. It's valuable to them because they're becoming media companies. They want to be able to make more money and serve advertisements, and it's the concept of, like, you know, should you really have to put more restrictions on the company giving you the internet to protect you? I think a lot of this was pitched also as like a way to protect the consumers from hackers. And they're saying, you know what, why are you picking on us, the Verizon, the Comcast? You know, why shouldn't you be picking on Google? You know, and so Google and them, they do their own things to protect your data. And the internet providers saying that they shouldn't have to do extra work to have to protect the consumer. It should be up to the individual sites, the individual apps.
We have Bridget Carey on the line with us. You can find her at CNET.com. She's a senior editor over there. Talking about the privacy situation, I'm buying a couple of area rugs because we just got some new hardwood floors. So I've been looking all over the place at Wayfair, at House, at All Modern, and I didn't pull a trigger, so I was getting more ads through Facebook. Is it Facebook or my internet provider that knows that I have been searching out area rugs and now they're suggesting it to me? Or is it both?
Okay.
And why don't they know I already ordered one and stop giving me ideas?
The tracking ads are a pain. And yes, even with VPNs and stuff, you can still get tracking ads, because now you're talking about the Google search that you're using. Google is free, and it makes money by searching what you're doing, and it sells that information. And Facebook is also buying that information. And it's when you get in the heart of it, I'm actually starting to look into this. So we should talk again after I do some more research, because I'm starting to talk to data brokers, and it's a really interesting web of how many companies are connected together. Here's something that will really make you go, why? Like, when you talk about, like, I want them to stop following me with ads, it creeps you out, it annoys you on all those things. You can do private browsing to kind of, you know, try to get that cut back, but something is always tracking you in any way. I went to CVS, the pharmacy, and I use those little points cards, you know, when you're a member and you scan the little barcode and whatnot, Walgreens has them, they all have those things. What I'm buying there, I found out, was being sold to Facebook. So within a day, I bought something and I saw an ad on Facebook about it. And that really freaked me out, mm-hmm. because why is my pharmacy telling Facebook what I'm buying at the store? So everything is connected. Even if you have a VPN, there's always something else that's going to track you. Nothing is ever really anonymous and privacy proof, but there are steps, and each one of those steps is another headache. So yes.
So Wendy, on Facebook, you're going to start seeing a lot of ads for pretzels and adult films. Don't be shocked when you see that. They're tracking you.
But here's the thing. I don't even really care that much, Bill. It's just like you go to CVS. What if you go to Walgreens and you have to get Preparation H for a hemorrhoid,
right,
or you need some kind of athlete's foot fungus? And then, you know, they could tell everybody, oh, look what she bought.
Mm-hmm.
Or what if you bought prenatal vitamins or a pregnancy test? And suddenly,
they'll call your parents before you do.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly, yeah, you start seeing that stuff.
Oh my God! See, I guess that's where it's weird, but I don't really have anything to hide.
You don't, but I know there are people who do.
You, I know,
I do. Yes, this is the.
But it is weird how it's all connected like that. And again, some of the times, and Bill, you mentioned you were purchasing something and you kept getting inundated with.
Happens all the time to me now. Terry was looking for one of my daughters. Bridget is in New York, so she was looking for a flight to New York and a hotel to New York. And now every day when we turn our computer on, you can't even see anything other than ads for hotels
flights
and flights
yeah.
to New York.
But isn't that kind of helpful? Because sometimes you can find a better deal.
Yeah, but like what you said, once it's booked, because ours is booked,
okay. See, they should know that then.
Right, they don't.
And they're also going to start combining this info with your internet service and television provider, because now the profile on you isn't just that you are looking for a hotel in New York, but you know what? You're someone who looks to be a little wealthy, and maybe you like this kind of show you like, and we're going to start putting that commercial for that hotel attached to the show you like to stream a lot. And so the profile of you is just going to get more and more exact to the point where you're going to just like, oh yeah, like you're walking down the street and it's like Minority Report, and it's like, hey, Bill, you know, like, you know, you're looking for this, and it's right at the show you like to watch too. It's going to be so customized. It's gonna,
will the characters in the show be pitching us on hotel ideas in New York? Because that'll be funny when the zombies in Walking Dead stop crawling and just go, hey, when in New York, here's where we like to stay. You might want to consider it.
It can happen.
I'm ready for that. I want to see that.
All right. So Apple comes out with new products every time you blink. I always liked my Apple iPhone. That's what I've always had after I got rid of my Motorola flip phone many years ago. I did buy a MacBook Pro, a laptop. I got the old model knowing that they were creating a new model that didn't have a lot of the slots I wanted, like an SD card and stuff. So I had done my research, but now they've come out with this Mac Pro desktop computer, and Apple loves everything Apple does, but they even know maybe they messed up on this one.
Oh, yeah. So the Mac Pro is this kind of like cylinder of trash can looking computer that sits on your desktop, and they first announced it back in 2013, and it has been a flop with the professional community who would use this to, you know, do some heavy video work and whatnot. And it's because of its design, it's just not very flexible if you want to upgrade it, and Apple doesn't often admit when they've messed up, because although it looks visually cool, it is just not suiting the needs of the professional consumers, and they are threatening to go to Windows. And so there was the stories out today were from like a handful of journalists and bloggers were kind of invited into Apple, and they were toured around, and they were said, you know what, we're working on a brand new Mac Pro. So they didn't show anything, but they're talking about how they're really going back to the drawing board, and we might see something next year. So that's kind of interesting. For now, Apple makes most of its money on iPhones, and everything's about mobile now, but they still got to keep these, you know, professional users happy who want the really high-end desktop stuff, because that's where they kind of made their back. It was their backbone before the phone,
right.
The iPhone. For the movie community, I mean, this is how they kind of survived before, you know, Steve Jobs came in with the iPod and the iPhone. So you can't just ignore it.
Well, if they admitted it, they've made a mistake with the Mac Pro, are they going to give the people who purchased it some kind of refund or trade-in value?
That's a funny thought. No.
Nope. Sorry.
That is a funny
out
thought.
Out of luck. And then, Bridget, really quick, we don't have a whole lot of time, but Verizon, AOL, and Yahoo all together have decided on a name when you put all those companies together, and that name is Oath. Is that good? I don't know if that's good.
Oh, my gosh. I just saw that before I got on the call with you guys.
Yeah.
Oath?
Oath.
Like I take the oath?
Yeah.
It just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? Oath.
Although Oath means today. Pledge, and Pledge has been a very successful company for years, so what do we know?
Yeah, just rub some Oath on your furniture now.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't seem to be that exciting of a name, but what, again,
people are still going to be going to AOL and going to Yahoo. It's just a way for Verizon to look like, you know, you're not going to like a Verizon media company. It's kind of like shielding it with the branding a little
right.
bit, because you don't want to feel like, oh yeah, on my Verizon phone, I'm getting Verizon shows that are also giving me Verizon news. And I think if they shield it a little bit, it softens the, you know, apparent mm-hmm. of like, you know, they're just a giant and they have your eyes and you're holding their device. So.
Right. All right.
It's not a very good. It's too close to Oaf.
Yeah, it does.
With an
F like a doofus.
At the end, yeah.
Right.
That's what they should have called it, doofus.
Doofus. That's
that would have gotten people's
name.
Attention.
Right.
Bridget Carey, you can find her at CNET.com. Did you have something else? Sorry.
No, I was just commenting about doofus is good.
I already trademarked it. Don't even try. Already trademarked it, Bridget. Nice try.
You can find her at CNET.com, and please do keep us posted when you get into that report on advertising tracking and stuff like that, because that's really interesting.
It's a constant pain, and
yeah,
it can get more and more invasive.
That's Bridget Carey with CNET. Thanks, Bridget. Have a good week.
Thanks. Take care.
All right, we'll take a quick break, and then Judy stops by. We'll find out what she's got in the news. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN. Thanks, Radio's Judy Pilak.
Judy might have been distracted by our sign language to one another.
I was stretching because I was like, she's obviously trying to tell him something. And he's looking at her with panic.
I read the body language. You guys don't even talk anymore.
You just look.
Right.
We pantomime different scenes to let us know what's coming up
on
the show.
What was that exactly?
Well, can you guess? No, people who can't see, Wendy has one hand up and one hand down, and then she's alternating. I'm making.
Okay, here's what I saw.
What do you think it is?
Out of the corner of my eye.
Yeah?
I saw open up your can of pop. For the noise.
No, that's not it at all.
Oh, no.
Nope. That's
she
not it
just
at all.
Saw half my hands. Right. I was making a seesaw or a teeter-totter from my hands because we were going to talk about, we both remember, and you can ask Judy. I bet she remembers it.
Let's say there are two people on a teeter-totter, and that's, in our opinion.
It was always my favorite thing at the park.
Was that your favorite?
Always. I loved it.
It was so stupid.
What?
It's kind of pointless.
You must have had a dumb one. I had a really good
one. Did you have a good
one.
Seesaw?
Yeah. Yeah, over there in Humboldt Park. It was awesome.
What was the song that you and your co-seesaw would sing whilst going up and down?
Your Hamlet play acting classes are paying off.
There's a very nice song that accompanies any teeter-tottering or seesawing.
I know. I can't think of it.
That's the song, but there's lyrics.
I feel like Chuck E. Cheese is going to come, or Chucky, the killer's going to come to the door with that.
What would that song be? It makes your teeter-tottering experience so much more pleasurable if you sing this song.
How do you not know it?
I know, I can't think of it.
It involves the name of what you're on.
The first line is the ride itself.
Teeter-totter?
Yeah, and then it's followed by?
Something you get at church.
Right.
Well, wafer?
Teeter-totter,
penance?
Wafer.
Teeter-totter, penance.
We all sing that. Teeter-totter, wafer, penance. That's not it at all.
It should be.
That's not even.
I don't know the song now that you mention it.
It's a meal if you're not.
If she doesn't know it by now, she didn't say it.
I don't
meal.
Think I know.
Go ahead, Bill.
Teeter-totter, bread and water. You didn't sing that song when you were on the teeter-totter? Judy, you got to find yourself a seesaw today and get on it.
I think I have Alzheimer's. I swear.
No, you would remember this.
That. Yeah, I just
you're required to sing that
ago.
Song. A lot of
teeter
parks.
Teeter totter, bread and water.
That's
no.
it. It
that's
says
it?
That
yeah.
is it. That's where
what?
I thought there were more lyrics. Bill said no. I found some more lyrics.
A lot of parks, when you go into the park, there will be a list of rules, and one of the rules is invariably if you don't sing teeter totter, bread and water while riding the seesaw, you are out.
There's like a big no on the C.
Right.
No, unless you know the song. You
must sing the song.
Teeter totter, bread and water.
That's it. Oh, that's beautiful.
All right. Well, I went to answers.com and I looked up songs sung on the teeter totter, which I got to be honest with you, I had trouble spelling teeter totter because I didn't know if it was totter, which it is, T-O-T-T-E-R, or T-A-W. I'm like, it's teeter totter, but we say teeter totter.
Oh, I say totter. T-O-T-T-O-E-R.
It doesn't rhyme with water.
Totter and water?
It doesn't.
You have to push it a little bit.
Oh.
It's not an exact rhyme.
No one says totter.
Teeter totter.
I do. Teeter totter.
I mean totter. Yeah, no one says
I'm Bill
teeter
Curtis.
Totter. Yeah, no
I'm
one says
Bill
totter.
Curtis riding
Bill
the teeter totter. Teeter totter, bread and water. Walter, make it go up and down.
I bet that's not the first time he asked him that. Oh, it's the stream. We can do whatever.
I'm handing him
my badge. Song sung on the teeter totter.
Wait, songs plural? Is there more than one teeter totter song?
I think I sang something else.
Did you really?
That one does not jog my memory.
Teeter totter. God, I almost swore.
Go on, it's the stream.
No, I'm not going to swear, but I cannot stand the damn slideshows. Just give me the information. Because now it's not loading.
Right. It started out, you were where you wanted.
Teeter totter, bread and water, wash your face in dirty water.
Oh, that's, no, that's, no, that's.
Oh, right.
Wait.
confirms it.
They just rhymed water with water.
Yeah, that's not cool.
That's not cool at all.
I thought there was something about
teeter totter bread and water. Wash your face in dirty water. Water and water.
Wash your face in dirty water.
That's ridiculous.
The whole thing's stupid.
I won't sing that song.
I think I've got a very sing-songy voice from teeter totter.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do, Judy.
Teeter totter, bread and water. Wash your face in dirty water. And then the first person who was up, which was my complaint about the teeter-totter, because I would be in the up position because I'd have usually a guy from the neighborhood who was heavier than I was would be sitting there. So I'd be up in the air like, oh, isn't this fun?
Right.
I turned into Pee Wee Herman then. Sorry. And then that person would sit there and gain my trust.
Down.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden they'd just get up and walk away.
Jump
so
off.
I would slam down.
Right. That's the fun of the teeter-totter.
That's not fun.
Well, that's the only fun you're going to derive from the teeter-totter.
I'd rather wash my face in dirty water.
Why did they come up with something like, my wife ran away and then I caught her? Something like
all right,
that.
That's good.
That's way better.
And then if you're
I
up in the air.
I got attacked by an angry otter.
Again,
that's good.
Water, otter.
And that actually happened to me. So when I sing that song, that's from experience.
Here's the other song. There's another song. Yes, I know you're shocked.
Two songs for the teeter-totter?
And this is when you're up in the air like I was. Teddy bear, let me down. And then the person on the bottom would say, what will you give me if I let you down? And then the first person will name off what they'll give them. And,
this is from Hamilton.
The second person would agree. Cause I remember doing this too. But again, these were like my brother's friends. So it's like, what can I give you? I don't know. No. You want me to steal candy from my brother and give it to you?
Oh, I think you know what they want.
Oh,
those boys.
A little kiss, you could have been down.
We were at the age where I still had girl germs. Because we were young,
they
you know?
Left you up there.
Teeter totter, bread and water, got to go home and watch Welcome Back, Cotter. There's options. You don't have to rhyme water with water.
Maybe listeners have some.
Please.
I don't know the number to call. It's 312-235-2525, 312-235-2525.
The word marauder is still wide open, folks. If you want to take it, feel free.
I'm trying to find a word that rhymes with water. There aren't too many.
There's a bunch.
Squatter.
Squatter. Yeah.
Teeter totter, bread and water. You don't have any because you're a squatter. It's better than wash your face in dirty water.
It's better than rhyming water and water.
You can't do that.
Against
fodder.
The rules of, fodder would work. Right.
Look, I love Kevin.
I'll go home and tell your fodder.
That's great. And then you can go into Hello Mutter, Hello Fodder. I love watching Kevin's face right now because he's going through the alphabet.
Right.
I know that's what you're doing.
Teeter totter, bread and water.
Yeah.
If you lift heavy, use a spotter.
Oh, that's good.
See, that's the best
You may have saved people's lives with that one, Kevin.
Oh, it's safe and it rhymes.
Teeter totter, bread and water. Here comes some gunmen. There's going to be a slaughter.
That's not funny.
That one's sad.
That would be funny when we were kids,
but
now
not anymore.
That could happen at the park.
Right.
Oh, it happened when I was at the park. Trust me. Not guns, but knives.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What, were you in West Side Story? It was your park then?
I grew up in Bucktown. It was a pretty scary time.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had
even
gangs.
In the parks.
Yeah, there were always gangs.
Right,
around.
Right. Yeah. So that one would not work.
They would clear out the parks, yeah.
Yeah,
so.
All right.
And do you find the teeter-totters are smaller?
No, our butts just got bigger.
No, I don't know what you want. I can still fit on one.
I can,
no,
too.
I mean, shorter. You don't go up as high.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
because kids were bouncing off of them.
Right. And we were up really high.
Right.
I mean, it was dangerous.
It seemed high because
like
we were only 2 feet tall.
Park.
But if you look at that same seesaw today,
I went out when I was a little bit older.
I noticed it slides. There's a park near my house, and the slide is like a story tall. Like you go up so many ladders to get
really?
Up to the top
so
of it.
Much higher.
I'm surprised they allow a slide that high.
I still love those old ones, the old hot metal.
Right. When you're wearing
right
shorts
down,
in the summer.
That you like will break your leg if you go on.
Oh, that's
it.
The best.
I go on every time I see one.
All right. A listener who calls himself Krabby.
No.
That's my name. You can't have it. 815 has texted us. Teeter totter, bread and water. Got suspended by Mr. Cotter. So
oh,
good for you.
All right.
Teeter totter, bread and water. My first car, I just bought her. Or met a girl, I just sought her. Look at the ring, I just got her. Move away, I miss my fodder. I got married and have a daughter. She's a fan of Harry Potter.
Oh, that one. All right, that one. That pays off.
I sing that all the time.
That's a much better song.
Grammy, yeah, that was that forever. Made my whole day.
Whoever did that used every word we said.
Yeah. I don't know if I have any more, but I do. The rhyme is teeter totter, bread and water. What will you give me if I let you down? Then one side is up, held down by the other side, and you didn't teeter till they answered.
What? That How never you know happened if,
is
it, ever.
Is teeter up or totter up?
You start well, up, teeter, so you start teeter, and then you go down for the totter.
Listen to you try to Those make are the sense
rules.
Of it.
Those are the rules.
I thought teeter was in the middle.
Yeah, teeter would indicate you're right. You're not quite up. You're not quite down.
Right. You're still pushing. Each side is going, who's going to go up? Who's going to go up?
The parks near me now all have this surface that's like sponge. So if you were to fall off one of the rides or attractions, you'd be fine. It's like falling into a cotton ball. Ours was always cement, and there was never a day that the ambulance wasn't there picking some kid off.
You have skin knees, though, all the time.
Oh, to this day.
Yeah.
I could show you where I cut stuff on slides and stuff. Yeah.
And now they have the rubbery.
Now it's real safe. Yeah, it's...
They're rubber pellets, kind of. It's like mulch, but it's made out of rubber. Or is it just like the rubber mat?
I think it's a pad. Like
one
a
of the
pad,
parks
yeah,
by
the
me,
mats.
It's like puzzle pieces that
but
they put
still
in.
Made out of probably of shredded tires.
Yeah.
That's probably what it's made out of. Yeah.
It's very safe now.
Well, I think when I got a little bit older, we upgraded to mulch, which was like, wow.
Yeah, but it always got in your shoe. Wasn't that a pain?
We just wanted grass. Can we just have grass?
Right.
No grass at the park.
Always cement. Yeah. It was always
dirt.
Cement by us.
or
you
or
had dirt.
I mean, or cement. There was a lot of cement. True.
815 says it's teeter totter, bread and water. Who will marry the farmer's daughter?
Oh, I like that.
I think that's it. Because you
like
can't
that.
Rhyme water. Well, you can rhyme water with water. Because duh, we know it rhymes.
But it's just odd that you'd be thinking about that while going on a stick of wood going up and down. You'd be contemplating the fate of the farmer's daughter.
Why do we always need to sing a song?
Right. Just enjoy it for what it is.
Right.
No song.
Because we were happier back then.
Did you ever try, when you were riding on the swings, did you think about the possibility of doing a complete loop?
Yeah, my brother did go completely
He
over.
Made it go all the way around?
Well, it wasn't intentional.
I didn't know you could do that.
That's an impressive. Accident, but I think they did it intentionally. Like, whoa, I lived.
A full loop?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He would have been legendary in my town.
They would have I'll send him over.
They would have put a statue up for him in the park.
Statue of him on a swing.
That's the loop guy. He went all the way around.
Oh, yeah, people did it.
Oh, no, we all tried.
Did you ever sit two people on a swing? Like, when we were little girls, we would...
When it was the square, hard bench?
No, even on one swing, someone would sit down, then you would face him. And
Yeah.
So that was always fun.
Well, there were two swings.
Wow.
There was the one you're describing, which was like a plank where you could fit two people. But then there was the other one that as soon as you sat to it, it conformed to your body.
It was a butt hammock, kind of, made out of rubber.
Yep. They're coming to Lollapalooza this year. The butt hammocks. We already got tickets to see them.
To sing the teeter totter song?
Yeah, that's their closer.
And you know, I had a difficult time teaching my kids how to ride a bike. Since we're talking about things like this, going to the park. My first son, Michael, I was showing him how to ride in this parking lot. And I was just so frustrated because he had training wheels on for so long. And I'm like, dude, just, you know, you got to do it. And I was kind of maybe yelling at him and saying a couple of GDs and stuff until I realized behind the fence there was a family having a picnic. And once I realized that, I was like, okay, honey, you can do it. Come on, Michael. And he still, to this day, is not a very good bike rider. Then Dylan, all we did was took the training wheels off, and he rode away.
Oh,
and
wow.
And has never come home.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Not seen him since.
Do you remember riding your bike? Because I rode my bike everywhere.
Yeah.
And you'd ride.
How you got around.
And you rode no-handed, didn't you?
Always.
Always.
I had a banana seat and those great handlebars.
I did too. Bike.
And I wouldn't even open the gate when I came home. I would be at a
ride straight
clip.
Through.
Just wham right into it and then fly open.
Sure.
My parents, oh my God, the gate's broke again. I don't know how that happens. I just couldn't even be bothered to get off my bike. And then it was like down a step and it was a gangway. So there was a building right there. And I still just went there. I always had bloody knuckles.
Yeah, but we had precision. I mean, that's all we did was ride bikes.
Right. All day, every day.
Yeah.
I know. I know.
I mean, I have one kid who rides bikes, but still they'd rather walk in a big gaggle of people right. than ride bikes. They're missing out, man.
I know. Bikes are
Look great. At us reminiscing. Well, when I lose my teeth, at least I still have the memories of my bike.
Oh, those tater totters were so much fun.
There's people online who have other, on the line, who have what might be more verses, Wendy. I've not heard these, so I can't verify them.
All right, well, we did teeter-totter, bread and water, and then something about being up and what would you give me if I let you down. Kathy, you have more info?
Yes. Yeah, hi. I read that after the teddy bear part where that kid says, what will you give me if I let you down, the little kid says, if you don't, I don't care. I'll pull down your underwear.
Oh, wow.
Now that sounds
aggressive.
Sounds,
you know how many
totally
times I
right.
heard that on the playground? I didn't know it was just used for the teeter-totter.
Sure. In the playground and the WGN newsroom. Let's be honest.
That's right. You guys are having so much fun with this.
Well, thanks, Kathy. Appreciate
Thank
the call.
Thank you, Kath.
I have a request for
sure.
you.
Sure.
After 50 years living in Chicagoland, I have to move down to Southern Indiana. Yes, I'm so spoiled.
What, you want us to host a going away party for you?
We can do that.
At the park with the teeter totter.
What's your request?
Could I get a Wendy t-shirt to take
yes.
down with me?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Payback is a Wendy.
Payback is a Wendy.
It's a Wendy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, good luck with the
thank
move.
You so much.
Hang on. Kevin will get your information.
Beautiful.
Stay on the line, Kath. All right,
and
thank
then
you.
He'll pull your underwear down.
No, he promised to stop doing that.
Hang on a minute. He did promise?
Yeah, he said he would stop.
All right, Harold, we're thinking of rhymes for the teeter totter song because we think it's stupid.
Yeah, I so too, but I would make up my own.
What is it?
Teeter totter, bread and water. Let me down, I think you'll otter. If you don't, I will slaughter your brother, sister, and your daughter.
Wow, that's beautiful. That has a beautiful sound to it.
Yeah.
It's worth a shirt.
Oh, you want a shirt
all
too?
Right. Yeah.
I can't reward.
You have to move to Indiana, though. Is that all right?
All
right, good. That's fair. All right.
All right, Harold, hang
on. Hold
on,
Harold.
Kevin, I'm sorry. He wants one, too.
Everyone wants one.
I don't know why. We need a Bill t-shirt.
Let's.
I think you need to wear one and be on a teeter-totter.
Oh, yeah.
That visual.
That would sell it.
Yeah.
That would sell it.
Up in the air, of course, like you always are, Wendy.
Again, I love it. Teeter-totter, bread and water, got suspended by Mr. Cotter. My first car, I just bought her. Met a girl, I just sought her. Look at the ring. I just got her. Move away. I miss my father. I got married and have a daughter. She's a fan of Harry Potter. That's the best one.
Can I add one?
Yeah.
Teeter totter, bread and water, Cheryl Ladd or Linda Carter. Which one's hotter? That one works. You have to set the Wayback Machine in 1978, but it still works. Judy, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Jude. Always fun.
Move, let us
yes.
know when you move to Indiana so we can get you a t-shirt.
I don't know if they have teeter totters there. They do.
Okay. They do. It's the official ride. We'll take a quick break and then more show. It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder on WGN. It's Bill F. and it's Wendy Snyder. Thanks to everybody who helped us with our song, the teeter totter song, Teeter Totter, Bread and Water. I still don't accept the fact that water and water rhyme because it's the same word.
See, as I was reading, I was so excited to find another lyric to that song, Teeter Totter, Bread and Water. I was so happy to find it that I didn't remember water was already used.
Yeah, you can't use this. You can't rhyme a word with a word. That's against the laws of songwriting. You got to throw anything in there, even if it's close. How about a cup of hot clam chowder? Something like that.
That's even better.
It's close. It's not the same word. Now, this reminds me of a song, and I told you this once before. I don't know if you'll remember this. But kids in my school used to do this at recess time. They would link arms. So you got five or six or seven guys, and they would link arms, and they would walk across the playground. And do you remember the song that they would sing?
I remember you telling me this, and I remember going, God, no one ever did that at my school.
This was a daily occurrence at St. Damien School. Six or seven guys would do this. Not always the same guys. Sometimes they'd swap guys in and out. But they would link arms, they would force their way across the playground, and if you were in their way, too bad, because they would sing this song. Hey, hey, get out of my way, I just got back from the USA.
But they were already in the USA.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. If they were in the USA, they didn't... Yeah, I just got back from the USA. No, you're in the USA. You got back from somewhere else.
Yeah.
And stop knocking little kids down in the playground and telling them that.
And they would just, like, they'd create a human wall and they'd just bulldoze you?
Yeah, it was like, yeah, you couldn't escape them because there were too many of them.
Were you ever one of those guys?
No, because I could always see it being formulated. Like, I would see a couple of the guys go, let's do that thing where we, you know, we knock kids down by saying we got back from the USA. And you could see them like, yeah, let's do, we did that yesterday, but that'd be fun to do too.
It went over well.
Oh, people loved it. That one kid got his head, he got a contusion. Let's do that again. That was fun. So I could see it formulating so that I'd go to the other side of them.
Yeah, because you didn't want to go up against them, but you just wanted to avoid it altogether.
Beat them. It was impossible, you know?
Didn't they get in trouble?
No, because I think the teacher saw it as like a creative outlet. It's like, oh, they're just blowing off steam. They're linking arms and they got a poem. It's beautiful, you know, but I didn't see it that way.
Why didn't the teachers correct them and say, listen, first of all, you're not going to get in trouble, but you got to change the rhyme because it's not accurate.
Hey, hey, get out of my way. I just got back from Uruguay.
Yeah.
Right? Or Paraguay.
Why aren't you writing childhood pranks and games?
I'd be so wealthy. It would ruin me.
Everybody would buy that book.
But isn't that makes more sense. They just got back from Uruguay. They've got nothing but time on their hands. They're going to knock kids down. It makes sense then.
And they might be, you know, a little angry of what they saw in Uruguay.
Right. Maybe in Uruguay they saw the Uruguayans do something similar and they thought, we're America. We could do that better than you. Got four guys linking arms? We got nine guys linking arms. We're going to knock everybody down. No one's safe from our wrath.
I have never seen that happen at anybody's school, ever.
I don't know if it was just...
Was it all boys' school?
No, girls too. But girls were just... That's when... girls would give that look like, what's wrong with boys?
Right.
They think this is a thing. This isn't a thing.
Do you know how often I still say that at my house? What is wrong with boys?
Every day.
I mean, seriously, I've never been a little boy.
Yeah.
My brother was older than me, so I've not been around little boys that are now teenage boys. I just don't understand males at all.
There's not a lot to understand. It's almost sad. Like, that event that I'm telling you, the linking of the arms and the knock, that's something that a boy in my school would look forward to all day. Like, they'd look at the clock early on, and they go, well, three more hours so I could link arms with other guys and knock people down in the playground. That was, like, the highlight of the day for some of those guys.
That's just mean and bully-like.
I know it is.
And I can't believe they didn't get reprimanded for that.
No, teachers would see it. Oh, yeah, it must be time for that. They would just nod. Oh, yeah, that's what happens now.
At my junior high, you know, coming from a pretty small K-5 school, the playground was not very littered with kids because
he
only had five grades and it wasn't that big. But when you got to junior high, all of a sudden they had this huge playground / field / parking lot with lots of tetherball things set up.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like there were a couple times where I felt like a rumble was about ready to start, but it never did. There'd always be like a supervisor, a teacher who would come over and go, all right, enough of that. So they wouldn't have gotten away with that wall of boys.
No, I'm surprised. Now, the thing that this was my event for not the whole 8 years, but for much of the 8 years, around the perimeter of our parking lot. So where moms would drive the kids up, you know, you had a certain direction. You had a certain way to move your car in and out. So it wouldn't be pandemonium with the buses. They had these giant logs, like huge logs, like maybe 30 feet across, 35 feet across. And that kind of set up the lanes. So me and a couple of other guys would use those to polish our tightroping skills. We would just kind of balance
like a balance
on those.
Beam kind of thing. Yeah.
Yep. And that was fun. We would watch we would watch the boys knock other kids down from those logs while we were balancing, learning a skill in case the circus came to town.
What's wrong with kids though that somebody would see someone walking across it and go get the urge to push them down?
There was always that element. Is that you knew as you were approaching a kid, you could see it in his eyes. This guy's going to ruin this. I don't want him to. But our school didn't have any standard playground equipment at all. Like, we were in the Catholic school. The publics all had the nice stuff, the swings, the slides.
You had the logs.
We just had logs, and we were lucky to have them. During prayer, we would thank Jesus for the logs. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing us the logs by which we learned to balance.
I guess I understand since there's no jungle gym to climb up or no tetherball.
We didn't have any of that.
The boys
Zero.
That made the wall of themselves.
Right.
I guess I understand now why the teachers would be like, I'll just let them do
you
it.
Because
you know
something.
What? Then we don't have to deal with
right.
them. Let them burn off some energy.
Right. And then the other game was the one where you got a really hard red ball and you got to throw it at kids.
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball.
But was it a little ball?
It was
we used
just
four
a little
square balls.
Smaller than a basketball. Just a little smaller.
Yeah, it's like a, and it had dimples on it, like reddish dimples. That's a four square ball.
And the rule was find a kid and cream him with the ball.
And usually hit him in the face because it would make the biggest noise ever.
Over the face. Right. And I remember teachers teaching us that. It's better to go for the face.
Just get it over with.
Yeah. Take him out of his misery.
And I heard somewhere that they don't play dodgeball in schools anymore, but my kid's school does.
They're still playing it?
Yeah.
You make a lot of money if you go pro. The dodgeball market's never been more lucrative.
Really, all you had to do is if you caught it, then that person was out.
Right.
So how hard is it to catch a ball that's coming flying at you?
It's, in theory, it's easy, but when it's coming right at your head, it's not the easiest thing in the world.
That's when you duck and let it hit the kid behind you who's not prepared for
it.
You got to know how to play.
That's it. Well, I hope these hints have been helpful for everybody listening. Tomorrow, another show. I believe tomorrow, Wendy, is the Wednesday version of our program. The middle of the week already. We just started it yesterday. Tomorrow's already the middle of the week. Time flies.
You know, I will say this. Since we've begun this stream, we do a show for 2 hours on 720 a.m. downstairs, and then we come up here for another hour. My weeks have been flying.
Very fast.
I can't believe it's going to be Wednesday already tomorrow.
Yep.
And I bet Thursday's coming after that.
I don't know that that's true.
Who's coming up after us?
I look up the schedule. Oh, after us, Wendy, nobody. You can listen to nobody. Enjoy them in stereo if you like.
Oh, the stream is in stereo, by the way.
Yeah, the stream's in stereo.
AM 720's in mono.
Yeah.
The stream's in stereo.
Yeah.
Why don't you talk out of the left speaker right now?
All right.
Bill left.
Oh, it all makes sense.
Yeah. And I'll talk from the right.
Thank you for listening, everybody. See you tomorrow.